What the hell was that?
It was a movie, Mr. Lura.
Oh my... Okay.
It was a movie. It was a total mood changer. I'll tell you that.
I thought it was going to be something like, you know, Goodfellas, where it's dark, but it's comedically dark.
There wasn't much humor.
There wasn't, yeah.
It was good humor, but, yeah.
It was very sparsely used, but I don't know. Johnny Depp, man. Okay, guys, For those wondering you clicked the link. We watched Black Mass, and it was not what we expected.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting to see something like Goodfellas nature. You know, I wasn't expecting to see something, you know, somber, dark, and all that stuff.
Did you know? Well, the thing is, we have to establish this first, is that this is a sort of, not really kind of, but it's really based on Whitey Bulger, which is an actual figure who existed. It's based on a real story. Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about Whitey Bulger going into this movie? Because I didn't.
Yeah, I read up on him before, you know, that way I could get some sort of context of what kind of person this is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I read is that he was pretty much one of the leading mobsters in the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. So you thought this would go into more of a Goodfellas approach, not much of a Godfather approach.
Yeah, I mean, not even Godfather. Godfather had its humor too, had mm-hmm. its, you know, and all that stuff. But I did not expect it to be, you know, something sinister, because this whole movie was sinister. Mm-hmm. From the get-go. I mean, from the opening shot to, you know, to the final closing credits. And in a bit, we'll go into spoiler territory, but right now we are talking, jeez.
Well, no, you have to start off with performance by Johnny Depp. That's where it starts off.
He's getting a lot of Oscar buzz.
Finally, right? And after all these years, we have to establish this first.
It's quite transcendent.
Yes. We all know Johnny Depp. Everybody knows mm-hmm. Johnny Depp, and he hasn't had the best roles or movies lately.
He has not had the best, you know, career as of recently.
Yes. So, and
with the exception of a few, like, Rum Diaries or anything like that, but for the record,
for the most part, really, it wasn't that good.
Yeah, I'm a huge Johnny Depp fan. You know, I love all his works. You know, Edward Scissorhands and Benny and June. I love all these, you know, all the Johnny Depp film pirates. You know,
without question. But then this came out of nowhere. Look, the big draw, at least for me, for wanting to go see this movie, was not only that it was a Johnny Depp movie, but a good one.
Yeah.
And a great role, and that's what drew me to go see the movie, and I think he more than delivered on a great performance.
He did. Without any hesitation, you know, anything like that, he was the star of the movie. Okay, I've seen him in another mob movie called Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm.
It's with him and his counterpart Al Pacino.
Okay.
In the movie, and he was good in that. You know, he was that CIA operative, and he was like trying to, you know, he was trying to take out the mob.
Oh, but he was the other way around.
But he didn't want, you know, Al Pacino to find out.
Okay.
You know, and all that stuff. That was the whole movie, but this one. Never have I seen, you know, Johnny Depp been this intimidating. Yeah, I've seen him, you know, be gruesome and bloody with Sweeney Todd, you know, and all that stuff. But that was Tim Burton. It was quirky, though.
This is completely cutthroat. And when you have to, I don't even know the words to describe it, but the thing is, for me, watching that performance unfold throughout the whole film, there were more than a handful of times where I was scared, and I felt, I mean, there was a couple of scenes where he made people tremble, he made the audience, I mean, I could feel all of the audience mm-hmm. just like, oh God.
I mean, really, you do feel like, you know, intimidating, and just him in his presence alone just scares the shit out of you.
Yeah, without and that, when he talks.
Yeah, and in the way that, you know, because you expect, you know, he's become what we call a kid actor. He's been in, you know, many child movies and all that stuff.
This is such a completely different
Willy Wonka and all that stuff. But now, he's like, this is, I think, his first fully adult role in a while.
This is the kind of role people have wanted him to play for quite some time, especially considering that, yeah, he's been in those kind of kid movies, but it didn't really matter that they were kid movies, but they weren't good, or they weren't up to everyone's expectations. This one, I think everyone can agree, Mr. Depp is back.
Yeah.
And perhaps.
Win his first Oscar. And, you could literally
and
see.
This is an Oscar-worthy performance, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Because when you're scared of shit about a character, you know it's, you know, it's going right before him, because
we haven't even gotten to the physical brutality.
Yeah.
The countless murders that we all know Whitey Bulger did. You see that unfold here.
This film is a solid R, alright?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't noticed
and
yet.
No, not for the language. No, not for the language. It's for the, murder.
It was like it was directed by a Coen film. Like Coen, the Coen brothers.
It
but
was like a murder every 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Right?
It was, yeah, but it's... Okay, let me tell you how amazing the cast was.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Edgerton was phenomenal in the movie. I don't know, but I'm just gonna call him Peter Russo.
It's Corey Stroll.
Corey Stroll.
Yeah,
he was good in it. He had a gas in this movie. House of Cards spoilers, guys. It's. See, geez, Dakota Johnson, I literally saw her wave her hand. Bye. I'm going to go and meet with Jamie Dornan. But this movie was massive, no pun intended. You know, it was deliberately, you know, chilling. This movie was chilling, and not just from a thriller aspect of it, but from a psychological aspect of it. Because Johnny Depp was fucked up in this movie.
What did they call him? A psychopath or a sociopath?
Yeah, a psychopath.
A psychopath. Well, that's exactly how you would describe that. I mean, look, we were talking about the murders, right? Well, the murders grew more gruesome with every last one.
Exponentially.
And that really, I think, as the movie kept going and going and going, it kept getting darker and darker, and then just things just like, you knew what was going to happen, but watching it happen before your very eyes, you know, it affects you.
It does. And before we go into spoiler territory, I'm just going to say that this movie was fantastic. It could have used a little touching up in terms of story-wise here and there, like more explaining.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that clear, much unlike The Godfather and all those movies where it is self-explanatory.
Well, The Godfather had 3 hours.
Yeah, and this movie, it felt short. It felt short, but not in a good way short. Like, it felt like some needed some explaining to do. It felt like, you know, but otherwise, this is a pretty solid film and the best Johnny Depp film I've seen in a while. You know, now, what do you think? Do you think I'm right?
I think you're correct. I think overall, as a movie, it's really good. I wouldn't say it's a great movie. It's a really good movie. I think it's a great crime movie, a great whatever genre, what you want kind of movie. But really, what's outstanding here and what ultimately will be the big draw out of Black Mass is Johnny Depp. Because this is Johnny Depp at his finest. I mean, you even heard it from one of the biggest Johnny Depp fans I know that he may have perhaps hit a new peak with this performance. Perhaps. It is striking, it is phenomenal, and it is above unexpected. Johnny Depp's performance really makes this movie worthwhile, and I would say, yes, it could have had some touching up. They could have expanded here and there. For what it was, ultimately, you're left with a very, very altered mood than you were going into it. So I would say be prepared for it. But otherwise, I think this is a film that adults are... It's mainly catered for adults. Don't take a baby in the theater. Come on. Did you hear a baby crying?
Yeah.
You were... It's like, it's always something.
Just hashtag American Hustle.
Don't take flashbacks. Your children. Don't take your children to R-rated movies. I mean, seriously.
Even if it's a baby.
It's a common courtesy.
But, okay. Now let's go into spoiler territory, though, because I think that this movie, it's screwed up. And it's not even quirky screwed up. It's just plain screwed up. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. It is... I mean, there are elements in Godfather where it is kind of quirky, you know, screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, this is straight up... This is straight up exploitation. This is just the way that... I mean, just the way they were cutting, you know, shooting people left or right.
Well, look...
There was a scene where the guy, you know, put a cap in another guy from in front of children. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, that was really something to see. I mean, right now, let's talk about, you know, the scenes that really made, you know, the movie worthwhile. For me, one of the scenes that I will be remembering, first of all, okay, that dinner scene where you have... Connolly and Bulger and with the other agent, and he is just asking about the secret recipe for these delicious steaks. And then the agent says, well, it's a family recipe. And then Bulger...
Mm-hmm. And then he's like saying, come on, I got a knife here, you know. And he was just, you know, he's just messing around, you know, business as usual. But then he's like saying, okay, I'll tell you, it's garlic powder and soy. And he's like saying, what, that's it? Yeah. You told me that's a family recipe. It's a family secret. You went and told me about that family secret. A random stranger. You don't know. And then, so he was like, you know, you could see him adjusting his tie. You could see him doing all that stuff. And he was like saying, if you reveal your family secret, who knows, maybe down the line you'll reveal another secret. And another secret on top
Needless
of that.
Needless to say, it was a very, very tense scene. And then he ended it off with just laughing in his face, saying it was a joke.
He's like, I'm just...
But nobody was laughing. You know he was serious. That is just... Oh, my goodness. And then...
And then the following scene with Joel Edgerton's wife.
That was... creepy.
It was very...
Oh, my God.
It was very Jack Nicholson, The Shining.
I had chills.
Minus the Jack Nicholson.
You know how she was trembling? I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was like, that's...
Ooh. Johnny Depp, okay, I know that he has not been taken very seriously in the past, but I think that
should start changing now.
That should start changing with Black Mass and all that, because, I mean, the last movie you saw him was what? He was a fucking,
he was
Big Bad Wolf?
Yeah, in Into the Woods. That was a complete... And you know what? He wasn't even the problem in that movie, so let's not even get into that. The thing is here... Johnny Depp, at this moment, should be, you know, I think, if I'm being blunt, I think that he knew, he usually does not care about what people think about his roles. He takes whatever he wants. But I really think that...
He played his cards right with this one.
He played his cards right, and he did it, I'll tell you this, I mean, this is, he's not putting on a mask. He's not doing this costumed character, this cliche that he's been doing that people have been so fed up with. He's bringing out his acting chops. And I think I may have seen the best performance from him. Though I'm not a skilled Johnny Depp student as some other people here.
Well,
but you got it from him. This may be a new peak for him. And we'll see. But, you know... This is the kind of performance that gets you an Oscar.
Last time I saw him get an Oscar nom was for his first outing as Jack Sparrow.
And that surprised the entire industry.
And I have not seen a, you know, a top notch, with the exception of him and Sweeney Todd, since. You know, I've seen him, you know, be the candy maker and, you know, the Mad Hatter and all that crap. But to me, this is a performance of the decade for his career.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that this should get his recognition immediately, you know.
I think it is without question that he will get nominated, and I think he has a good chance of winning. Though, you know, we have, what, Leonardo DiCaprio and Eddie Redmayne, of course. So, but we'll get to the Oscars when the Oscars happen. So the thing is, though, if anyone deserves it, it sure is Johnny, and I think he's more than earned it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the movie goes, I mean, look, there's a robust cast, and there's a really large group of characters. You central in into Whitey Bulger's inner circle, and you see how he grows from a small-time gangster into this kingpin. And what happens to the story is you have Connolly, who is portrayed by Joel Edgerton, an FBI agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of, they're in league, they form an alliance of sorts, and throughout time, that alliance kind of becomes a little bit out of control, where Connolly, you see him morph into somewhat of an even... a sad figure, really. I mean, he's... I think, Kyle, you hit it right on the nail in terms of the mood. Look, American Sniper, going back to that one, why I think of that movie is because when we left that theater, people were quiet, and they weren't saying a word, and they left. And I think you even got, if not that same, but even more somber note here. Because, I mean...
But it was a more mournful, you know... thing. Here, it was complete shock.
Yeah.
With American Sniper, for those who haven't seen it, Bradley Cooper's character gets killed off at the end.
But, I mean, you don't need to know the movie. It's kind of known.
But at the end, you felt mournful, like you were paying respects to this guy. With this one, there's no respect to be had. This one is just downright shocking, you know. And, you know, hey, at least we got to see Benedict Cumberbatch before he took 5 years to make another Sherlock season, Moffat.
I liked him. I liked this. Even though his character didn't play much of a role, I think Benedict Cumberbatch, of course, was amazing as well. He did a great role. Small role, but, you know, he did what he had to do.
And it was funny because he's British.
I know, right? And he had that, like, Boston accent.
And he had that Boston, oh, you best God. Get out of here, you say. I'm like, wow.
You know, I wonder if Ben Affleck was ever trying to play a part for this movie. Because you would think of all people, Ben Affleck would have probably...
At least in Joel Edgerton's role.
Exactly. But perhaps maybe he had other things to do. I wonder what he could have been doing.
Isn't that super...
Yeah, I think...
It's bat-tastic, don't you think?
I hear he has a new movie coming out in 2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Gone Girl 2.
I would love that. I would. That isn't really what it is.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah. But anyway, for Black Mass, I think, look, if you're going to go see out a movie, look, this is the first movie I've seen in a couple of weeks, if not months. I go see movies... that I have an expectation that there's something that people are talking about and there is something noteworthy about it that I am interested in. If anything else, if you're a fan of Johnny Depp, if you're a fan of crime gangster movies, if you're just a fan of movies, go out and see this. Because I think you will be pleased with not only, I mean, from a film fan's perspective, the performance by Johnny Depp is worth it. But I will just let you know, as we have been telling you, be prepared to walk out of that theater
mind blown, because it is not, I don't think that this film is for the easy heart.
Oh God, no.
It is a sadistic
film.
This
is some of the most gruesome stuff you'll see in a movie all year.
Yeah. It's giving Mel Gibson a run for his money, that's for sure. But to me, I think that this film overall, it encompasses all of Johnny Depp's talent. I mean, come on, we're basically kissing his ass here, but it's true. This movie encompasses all of his talent. He could drop from quirky to, you know, to intimidating, you know. And you know, you see Johnny Depp now, and you know, he's been the, you know, he's, you know, been throwing T's around and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. he's not that character in this one.
I think a lot of people are going to open their eyes and they're going to say, man, I forgot he could act like that.
Yeah. I mean, okay, let me take a movie back, for example. Let's go to 1987-ish, where Tim Burton released his film, Edward Scissorhands. He only had, 100 words to speak in the movie. And it was all his facial expressions. And he made the movie special. And that's what Johnny Depp did here with Black Mass. I was getting really downhearted with Johnny Depp's, you know, choices of films over the years, Transcendence,
Into Mordecai, the Dark Shadows, yeah. Into the Woods.
Dark Shadows was okay. I mean, he's like Robin Williams in that retrospect where he gives 110%.
The Tourist?
Where he gives 110% in every single movie that he does. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how crappy the movie is, it's just that he does it. With this one, he gave his 120%. Wow. Because I know I'm not good at math, but that's a lot.
Never mind, don't even ask me.
That's a lot, but I think that this is a noteworthy film of mm-hmm. his career. I think that Black Mass is definitely worth seeing, and it should get a lot of recognition, not just of the Oscars, the Golden Globes, everything like that. And I hope that, you know, he gets his first Oscar, because for this one, he is back. Johnny Depp is back.
Let me tell you this. As someone who considers himself an expert with the politics that goes on with these Academy Awards and everything, I do think that there is the buzz in the air, and forces are moving. And Johnny Depp is going to be a star of the 2016 Oscar season. I will guarantee you that. I don't know if he'll win, but right now he has the momentum. He's amassing the momentum to position himself to have a clean sweep. But we have to remind ourselves, Best Actor is literally the hardest category. Mm-hmm. We had that the past 2 years. We're going to have it this year.
Okay, I think this movie was transcendent. I think Johnny Depp got out of the dark shadows that he was in.
Wow.
And he stopped being the Mordecai, and he stepped up, you know, with this movie that sailed on stranger tides.
Okay.
Sure, shitty pun.
Sure, I mean...
Oh man, this is I'm sorry, I needed to bring humor, because that movie was a downer. It was, in a good way,
in a very good way,
but damn, oh my god, if there was ever a movie that shocked me, I am not shocked at anything. You know that, right?
No, you're not.
I watched Monty Python's Life of Brian, I watched Passion of the Christ, and, you know, and all that stuff, and I watch all these other movies that don't really shock me, you know, and then I see this, you know, film, and I'm like this, what the fuck did I watch, you know? It is a testament to show you how filmmaking can go, you know? So what movie trailers did you see in the thing that looked interesting to you? Any, or?
I'm trying to think, maybe you can name one.
There's that Michael Bay film.
Don't even get me started with that, man. Just don't. Not really. I don't think any of them really interested me as much.
They all looked the same, didn't they?
Star Wars?
Oh my god.
Anybody?
December 17th. That's gonna be the day. It's gonna be a day long remembered.
It's gonna be a day long remembered. So, I mean, that's what it is.
It's something dark side.
Hi!
Hi, guys! So, you know what? We're talking out of our ass at this point. So, this is Black Mass. Go see it just for Johnny Depp himself. I mean, this movie, when it comes down to it, this movie was choppy. This movie was, you know, it left many unexplained things, even though they did explain
things. Well, perhaps it was intended that way, perhaps.
But, you know, I would like to see, you know, other developments about this, but for Johnny Depp's performance alone, go see it. You know,
you know, we haven't been saying that for the past 20 minutes.
Yeah. He's Alexis Soto. I'm Kyle Lira. Check out Red Spotlight. Don't forget to subscribe and all that stuff. Check out our podcasts that we had. Check out our latest podcast with Alexis Moreno. She was a doll.
She was great. We have plenty of more podcasts coming for you for 2015. Expect much more. Mm-hmm. A lot of movie news breaking and a lot of movies you got to review.
Check out his channel, the BNC. I think that's what it's called.
It's called the Barely News Crew. Kyle is featured quite prominently on a Roundup series. Mm-hmm. And we will be featuring a brand new limited Star Wars series of which you're going to be a part of. We're going to be talking about...
I am?
Yeah, you are!
I did not sign up for that crap.
Yeah, you did. We're going to be talking about all the Star Wars movies.
So he's still in blood?
It's going to be a limited series, video by mm-hmm. video. It's going to be called, not called, but it's going to be like The Road to the Force Awakens. So we're going to have a lot of big stuff coming up for you on both BNC and Red Spotlight Entertainment.
There is an awakening.
Somewhere.
Have you felt it?
Somewhere. So, thank you guys for watching, and thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Oh, you know, this is After Dark Black Mass. See you guys later, Red Spotters.